Well, I want to ask you a couple of favorite things.
Okay, we can try.
So, of the places that you visited, do you have a favorite country or favorite city? Do you have a favorite place?
I used to say, I'm not sure if I still agree with me, but I'll say it. I used to say I'm American by passport, Senegalese in my heart, Beninois in my stomach, Parisian in my head, and Bahian in my soul.
I love that. I'm asked that question a lot. I'm going to have to rethink that just because I like that answer.
Okay.
I need to rethink my answer and kind of add on to those, because usually for me when someone asks that, Hong Kong pops into my mind just because I love things that are fast-paced, high energy, you know, just a lot going on. But it's much more than that, because whenever I answer that, I'm always like thinking other
about
places.
About all those other places, we haven't mentioned.
Yes,
yeah.
that are like in there.
Yeah.
And that's pushing to say, no, you can't just only say Hong Kong.
Well, it's interesting that you define Hong Kong that way, because Hong Kong to me is mountains out of the sea. So I connect Hong Kong, Rio, and Cape Town.
Yeah, I can see that.
All of that mountains and sea.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all of that.
Yeah. You know. I've had some fun times in Hong Kong, though.
I can believe it.
Some real fun times. Which maybe is why I connected with the
that
people.
That may be why you like Hong Kong.
Exactly.
Let's draw the veil of discretion over that one.
I know. That would definitely be another show.
Yeah.
Well, tell me about your favorite food. I know what it is, but I want you to share that with the listeners, your favorite food.
Oh, okra. okra are us. You know, there it is. I know I love okra because I never had to eat it as a child. My mother did not like okra. She cooked it for my father, but she didn't eat it. She did what I call the okra face. That was she didn't like okra. So I know that if I like it, I know that because I eat it, I was never forced to eat it as a child. I eat it because I like it. And so it's something that's very, very special to me.
So special that you share with me. It's on your business card.
It's
part of your email address.
I'm not telling anybody about my email address because I don't want to get any email.
Yeah, we won't put the email address out there, but it's part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. No. Well, it's funny you mentioned that because my brother-in-law, he's passed now, but he loved okra. And he could figure a way to cook okra in any kind of way that you may want it. And so I learned to like it from eating his, especially his fried okra. I don't know what he did with it, but it was good, super good. Now, what about things to prepare? Do you cook a lot, or
I don't cook, I don't eat. I live by myself. I cook dinner every night. Unless I'm out in a restaurant, I cook. I don't necessarily cook what I write about. I'm simple. I can exist with three pans. I have a grill pan, I have a wok, and I have a saucepan. And those are the three pans I use if I'm cooking for myself. So it's a steak, it's a chop, that's the grill pan, it's chicken, that's the grill pan. It might be a vegetable dish in the wok, you know. And I do only one frozen vegetable, that's frozen peas, because I don't know why I'm old enough and frozen peas were something I grew up with, so I like frozen peas. But every other vegetable is fresh. And so that's the wok, is usually the vegetables are going to get stir-fried or they'll get steamed in the saucepan. And the saucepan is basically for the rice, for steaming the vegetables, and for that. And then there's always a salad. I'm a big salad person.
Me too.
Yeah. In fact, that's one of the things that I've been delighting in is your salads. Because it's like, oh, there's something green. I'm thrilled. So that,
me too.
Yeah.
I eat salad for breakfast as well.
Yeah. I used leftover salad that's been sort of marinating in the dressing as breakfast.
Yes, I love that. Now, what about a favorite hobby or a hobby?
What do I do? I needlepoint. People
okay.
wouldn't necessarily think that, but I do needlepoint. I keep a journal. I've kept a journal pretty much daily since 1991, which doesn't go way, way back, but it's still 30 years.
Yeah.
You know, and I do little crazy drawings in it that, you know, are for me. No one else sees them, you know.
Would you ever publish it? Your journals?
I doubt it. I am talking with an archive about keeping them, but they're going to go to the archive with a kind of like 50-year dome. Nobody reads anything till everybody's gone. Because I tell the truth in my journal. I tell my truth in my journal. So there's that.
I love that. I love that.
You know, what else? I collect antique jewelry, which is a very bad habit to have. This stuff. I'm not always thinking about food.
Food and but I know I've seen you writing in your journal and writing things, so I have seen that.
Oh no, this is my notebook. My journal is in my suitcase upstairs where nobody sees it.
Remember when we were teenagers, we had those ones with a little lock on it, right?
I found one of those. I found one from when I was 16. You look at the handwriting, it's like, oh Lord, you couldn't write, you know. But
we may not want anyone to be able to read it.
No, it was, you know, it was full of teenage angst. You know, nobody loves me. My parents don't understand me. I'm going to be an actress, and I'm going to be. It's like, ooh.
I'm going to marry Michael Jackson.
No, I wasn't going to do that. No, I was stupid. I wasn't that stupid. And I'm older than he was. So
that was one of my. That was my.
That was yours.
Michael. I think it was Tito. It was
Jackson.
Yeah, the older one. What's
Jackie and Tito, I think.
I think it was Jackie.
Okay. I have no idea.
Well, it's a good thing I don't remember, probably.
It's which probably one, very
which one I was eyeing there. But now, I always say that legacy is not just about those things that, you know, someone leaves for us, or, you know, traditions that are, you know, just kind of carried on. There definitely are those things, but I also like to think also, especially when we talk about Africa and the influence on American food, that it's also about traditions that go across the water. So it's not just passed from people to people. Those traditions are passed from place to place as well.
Absolutely.
So I like to think of that. So when we think of all of the study and the work that's being done on food, and in particular, I know the work that you and, you know, Alfred Glenn, all the things that, you know, you guys are doing, where do you want to see that go? Say 10 years, 20 years down the road. What are we wanting to see happen?
Well, I'm hoping that 20 years down the road, I'll still be here.
I'm hoping so too.
I don't know. I'm thinking, I'm not even sure. I just want, what do I want? I want, ideally, I would like food to bring us together. We are getting increasingly apart, and food has the potential to bring us together. I think that's one of the things I would like to see food do. But I also think I want food to inform us. A lot of us don't know who we are. I don't know who I am. I've never done any genealogical research. I think, maybe getting ready to be gifted with some knowledge about my folks, and that's a thing to tell at another point. But I think that knowing, as we drove by the store the first time, I looked at it and I said, oh my Lord, look at that. That's the Sankofa bird. The Ghanaian Adinkra symbol, the gold weight symbol of the bird that's kind of got its head turned to look back, because you don't know where you're going unless you know where you've been. So that whole idea of go back and fetch it, go back and get that knowledge of where you've been so you can use it to move yourself forward, I think is part of that, if there's such a thing as legacy. That's an important part of it.
I love that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been fun.
It's been a lot of fun. Thank you for all the inspiration, too. I've been inspired from this whole weekend of being with
you. Afraid. Be very afraid. This has been big fun, though. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
And I didn't know if there were any last things you wanted to add. You certainly could, but because I edit, this gets edited.
It's like,
I tell people, the heck gets edited out of my stuff, because I'm always, you know, I gotta move things around.
No, I would say just enjoy. I mean, that, you know, everybody gets so serious. It's life. It's food. Enjoy it.
Find your favorites and always be searching for your favorite, I say.
Keep looking.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what you what may be out there. Maybe something you don't know. Keep trying. Absolutely. Keep looking.
Absolutely.